You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Did you know stock market investors lost 5 lakh crore rupees in just 40 minutes today? Stay tuned to find out what triggered the sell-off. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on power crisis, the COVID-19 pandemic, hiring boom in the IT sector, finance minister's warning on cryptocurrency and more. Before we get to other updates, let's first see how the market fared on April 19th. Sensex and Nifty tanked in the last hour of trade amid weakness across global markets amid a broad-based sell-off. Globally, geopolitical tensions on account of ongoing Russia-Ukraine war and the rising COVID cases in China remained on investors' radar. Sensex ended 700 points lower at 56,463, whereas Nifty 50 settled at 16,958, which is down 215 points from its previous close. Both indices slipped from the flat line in the last 40 minutes of the session, having swung around 2.5% around the flat line in intraday trade. Investors lost almost 5 lakh crore rupees in wealth as the market capitalization of BSE-listed companies came down to 264 lakh crore rupees from 269 lakh crore rupees at the end of yesterday's close. Financial, IT, FMCG and auto stocks suffered most losses. However, stocks of mining major Coal India and power generators NTPC and Adani Power rose initially today at a time when nearly 12 states in the country are likely to face a power crisis owing to shortage of fuel stock. However, Adani Power and NTPC did not end in green. While Coal India settled 3.2% higher, Gujarat Mineral Development stock was up more than 4% at close. Experts have sent alarm bells ringing to warn of acute power shortages in several states of the country due to a low inventory of coal, but that may not be the reason alone for the power crunch. The power industry is also grappling with demand as it has risen by 9% on the back of opening up of the economy and the ongoing heat wave. P.K. Das, the additional chief secretary of Power Haryana, believes that coal cannot singularly be blamed for the current power crunch. The supply situation is about 14.50 crore units per day, and we are making only a cut of about 3 to 4%. So, the extent of a power cut is not that much if you look at absolute numbers, he says. This is not because of the coal inventory. He pointed out to some short-term power purchases, which will also kick in shortly. He mentioned that he does not intend to use power cuts as an extensive option and that Haryana will instead purchase imported coal, albeit at a higher price. Moving on, given the hiring boom in the tech sector, Jefferies is bullish on IT stocks and also because of revenue visibility. Meanwhile, Edelweiss Securities believes recruitment in the space is up 2 to 3 times over the course of the last 12 months. He says the sector is seeing a healthy correction in a long-term bull cycle. Next up, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman addressed an International Monetary Fund meeting where she red flagged the risks associated with cryptocurrency. She said cryptos are risky because they could be used for money laundering and can also be used to finance terror. She said the only answer was regulation, and that regulation using technology will have to be so adept that it has not to be behind the curve, but to be sure that it is on top. Moving on to another business update. So the center is keen to sell its stake in the Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited, sources have told CNBC TV 18. However, if BPCL will meet the March 2023 deadline, still remains uncertain. The government may also re-examine the terms of the sale to enable investor interest, they say. If the finer points of the strategic sale terms are reworked, fresh approvals may be required. As part of Centre's mega disinvestment plan, BPCL's stake sale hasn't progressed at the desired pace. The proposed privatization plan worth 43,000 crore rupees has been delayed for more than a year now. Next up is the latest on the country's pandemic situation. As per the Health Ministry's 8 a.m. bulletin, India reported 1,247 coronavirus cases in a day. The active cases rose to 11,860, which is an increase of 318 cases. State-wise, Delhi reported about 500 cases, followed by Haryana at 230 and Uttar Pradesh at 115. 16 states and union territories have reported a rise in active cases. A fresh fatality was also reported from Uttar Pradesh. Following this uptick, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh have made masks compulsory in several districts that are near the national capital, Delhi. Moving on to the latest on EV fires. Amid growing concerns over safety issues around EVs owing to multiple fire incidents recently, sources say all testing norms for batteries, cells and battery management are being revised. The channel has learned that the government is holding a dialogue with companies whose vehicles were involved in the recent fire incidents. This is after at least 6 incidents of fire in EVs reported in less than 3 weeks in different parts of the country. Lastly, here are a few global updates. Several people were killed as 3 explosions rocked a high school in western Kabul this afternoon, according to Afghan security and health officials. Many residents of the neighborhood belong to Shia Hazara community, which is an ethnic and religious minority frequently targeted by Sunni militant groups, including Islamic State. The head of a hospital nursing department said that at least 4 people had been killed and 14 were wounded in the blast. However, there was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Meanwhile, Russian forces have seized the city of Kremina in eastern Ukraine, and Ukrainian troops have withdrawn from the city, according to the regional governor. Kremina is a city of more than 18,000 people. It's about 100 kilometers southeast of Kyiv. It appears to be the first city captured in a new Russian offensive in eastern Ukraine. This is just a day after Ukraine said the Russian forces had launched a new offensive focused on eastern Ukraine. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.